You know, I have heard about that. I've heard about people who know how to claim the promises of God in the Bible and have seen God do wonderful things in their lives, but I'm not sure I know what it's all about. I'd love to be able to do it, but I don't know how. If that's the case in your life, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to claim the promises of God. When God promises to do something, he means it. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So then, if God's promises are all true, and we know from his word that he has the power and resources to fulfill them, what should be our response? We should live before him with expectant hearts and take God at his word. Faith should be the foundation of our lives. There are a couple of keys to learning how to claim the promises of God. One is knowledge, and the other is faith. We must know what God's promises are, and we must believe them. Nehemiah is an example from whom we can learn. You recall that one day he heard of the terrible plight of his countrymen, and his heart was burdened for them. He acknowledged freely to God in prayer that the situation they were in was one of their own making. And then he does an amazing thing. He asks God, who knows all there is and is eternal wisdom, to remember his own word. In effect, he takes the Bible, opens it to the book of Leviticus, and says, God, do you remember writing this? Lord, do you remember your promise? Imagine that. Imagine reminding God of his own word. And then, on the basis of that promise, he says to the Lord, and Lord, we qualify. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. An amazing event. Here is a man who saw a desperate situation, who by faith claimed a promise from God in prayer, who launched out in faith on that promise, and God answered and fulfilled his word. That, in essence, is what it means to claim the promises of God and how to do it. I recall a situation in my own life where God did something like that, only on a much smaller scale. I was attending the University of Washington in Seattle, and although the winters don't get bitter cold up there, nevertheless, it's chilly enough to require a jacket, and I didn't have one. I was a fairly young Christian at that time, and had noted with great interest the verse in Philippians 4, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." I wasn't quite sure about it all, but it seemed to me that since I was a child of God and had this legitimate need, that I should be able to ask God to make that verse personal to me. So I prayed, reminded God of that verse, and asked him for a jacket. Well, time passed, and although I saw no evidence of a jacket anywhere, I hung on to that verse. One weekend I was down in Tacoma with a doctor friend of mine, and at the end of the day he asked, "Could you use a jacket?" Before I could answer, he said, "And by the way, do you have a watch?" Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't. So I said, yes, I could use a jacket, and no, I didn't have a watch. So he tossed them my way and said he hoped I could get some use out of them. God had supplied my needs, over and abundantly. A small thing, you say. Sure it was. But it convinced me of the truth of God's word, that God was ready, willing, and able to fulfill his promise. And that set me on a course that has proven the faithfulness of God over again and again. May God bless you as you learn to claim his promises in prayer.